Sunday Tama Talk.
Happy New Day, friends and family everywhere. We wish you all a very, very happy New Year. Today we resume our Sunday Tama Talks with revered Venerable Dr. Pratrajan Wisit. Dr. Pratrajan Wisit is one of Thailand's most esteemed meditation masters, Buddhist scholars, and educators. He's the national coordinator of Provincial Meditation Institutes of Thailand, director of the Center for the Development of Virtues and Ethics for the Security of the Nation, Religion, and Monarchy, and the most beloved abbot of Wat Lungpasa Dhammakayaram in Damnoen Sarawak District of Ratburi Province, Thailand. Venerable Pratrajan Wisit has received honorary doctorates from both Mahachula Longkorn Rajawitialaya University and Mahamukuta University, and last year received the Gold Award for Outstanding Contribution to the Dissemination of Buddhism from Parliamentary Committee on Religion, Arts, and Culture. I am Prat Krubarika, Dr. Barton Yanati Rowe from the United States, and I will be your interviewer. Good morning and Happy New Year, Venerable Dr. Pratrajan Wisit. This is our 43rd consecutive Sunday Dhamma Talk, starting off the new year. We eagerly await more of your insights. First, however, could you please summarize our previous broadcast?
Happy New Year, ladies and gentlemen. Last time we pondered Nibbana and the ultimate transcendent virtues, or Saratama, of its 10 perfections, which are generosity, morality, renunciation, wisdom, effort, patience, honesty, resolution, loving-kindness, and equanimity. We concluded that truth-seekers find their true selves in Nibbana. There is no self in our conditioned world or sankhara. However, as Lord Buddha taught in the Anattalakkhana Sutta, the unconditioned Nibbana element, or Nibbana Tadu, has itself characteristics of ultimate permanence, happiness, and significance.
Thank you very much, Venerable Dr. Pratrajan Wisit. Now, Reverend Sir, what will we consider today?
Today, we will discuss New Year's resolution. In January, we adopt pledges for improving ourselves throughout the new year. In Buddhism, undertaking precepts is the basic technique for fostering mindfulness in daily behavior, and special vows or adhidhana, such as tudong or charities, are most intensive ways of developing oneself to new heights. Adhidhana is one of the 10 perfections or parami, leading to enlightenment. The ultimate Buddhist resolutions are the vows to become a precept or bodhisattva, and the vow to become a saint or Buddha. Let us not miss this New Year opportunity for self-improvement. May we each adopt a New Year's resolution. Think big, no longer complacent with last year's foibles. We shall resolve to divest cravings with new alertness, to penetrate truth with new vision, to conquer challenges with new vigor, and to achieve the impossible with miraculous capabilities. Exerting such giant efforts, we can each individually realize undreamed of bliss and jointly bring our nation and small planet to robust health. Today, therefore, we shall consider New Year's resolution for both citizens and national leaders designed to foster prosperity throughout the new year and beyond. The Bali word Atithanam is derived from ati, meaning higher or best, and da, meaning standing. It is usually translated as resolution, determination, decision or will. In a previous lifetime as a Bodhisattva Sumedha, Lord Buddha spoke the following, urging seekers to make firm resolution. As a rock mountain, stable and firm, does not tremble in strong wind, but remains firmly placed, so you too must remain resolute with determination. Perfecting resolute determination, you will attain self-awakening. At the first Buddhist council, or Sankhayana, Marshal of the Dhamma, Venerable Sariputta Mahathero, reported that Lord Buddha had identified four types of resolve, the vow to achieve wisdom or panya, truth or satya, generosity, sacrificing and relinquishing, or jhaka, and tranquility or upasama. Buddhists can consider these four kinds as suggestions for New Year resolution.
Thank you, Venerable Dr. Pratyajan Wisit. What specific New Year's resolutions would be especially appropriate for citizens?
Citizens would do well to resolve mindful diligence to abide by Lord Buddha's directives as summarized succinctly in the three exhortations of the Ovatthapattimokka. Avoid evil, do good, and purify your mind. Avoiding evil means minimally following the five precepts designed to evade causing suffering for yourself and other beings. The five precepts are to refrain from killing, stealing, sexual misbehavior, improper speech, and intoxicants. Killing means intentional killing and includes slaughtering animals or swatting insects. Murder can result the retaliation, jail, sickness, accidents, and shorter lifespan, as well as rebirth in hell. Stealing includes swindling, cheating, and corruption. It can result in jail, fines, a bad reputation, being cheated, and rebirth in hell, or as a hungry ghost. Sexual misconduct is primarily adultery. Adulterers reap strain, family, relationship, quarreling, and broken homes, and even risk being killed in a jealous rage. They may be reborn in hell as animals or as hungry ghosts. Improper speech includes lying, deceit, dishonesty, and double dealing, as well as coarse and disruptive speech, and dangerous or useless information such as wrong teachings or gossip. Liars will earn a reputation as unreliable and have fewer good friends, close colleagues, and loving partners. They may be reborn in hell or as hungry ghosts or animals. Finally, avoiding intoxicants includes addiction to alcohol, cigarettes, and drugs. Addiction has immediate disastrous physical, mental, and social consequences, as well as rebirth in hell. One must especially avoid the road to ruin or apayamukha, like bar hopping, which integrates intoxication, sexual excesses, and gambling. In addition, avoiding evil implies refraining from five immoral vocations. These are trading in human being, weapons, flesh, intoxicants, or poisons. Doing good means intentionally pursuing the opposite behavior based on generosity, sacrifice, and helpfulness, controlling the senses, speech, and behavior. One fosters moral shame or hiri, moral dread or otapa, and the divine abode, or brahmavihara virtues of loving-kindness or metta, compassion or karuna, sympathetic joy or mudita, and equanimity or upekha, to overcome greed, hatred, and delusion.
Thank you again, Venerable Dr. Pratyajan Wisit. What about the third injunction? How should we purify our minds?
All religions teach avoid evil and do good, Lord Buddha added, purify your mind, because it is mental impurities based on the three negative roots of greed, hatred, and delusion that underlie misbehavior. Thus, mental purification is necessary for sustained ethical conduct and personal development. We purify our mind through mental cultivation or meditation. Mental cultivation is developing these three negative roots into their positive opposites, generosity, loving-kindness, and clear comprehension or insight. There are two main types of mental cultivation, concentration or samatha meditation, and insight or vipassana meditation. They work well together. Concentration meditation clears the mind of the hindrances that muddle everyday thinking and prepare it for clear insight. Thai Buddhists and all citizens could gain great reward from trying meditation during this new year. We urge you to make this new year's resolution. Major benefits are inner peace, content, happiness, improved concentration, clear thinking, heightened perception, and deeper insight. These are general advantages for all meditators, not specific to any religion. We teach Buddhist meditation and have found it amazingly valuable, but we urge you all to try mental cultivation in any form that appeals to you. It could be the biggest breakthrough of your new year. More broadly, a non-sectarian form of mental training could be incorporated into elementary school curriculums worldwide, preparing future generations with exceptional tools for advanced insight. This would also cultivate loving-kindness to overcome hatred during these early childhood years, helping to resolve the specter of international terrorism currently afflicting our ever-changing earth.
Thank you very much, Venerable Dr. Pratrajan Wisit. Now, what New Year's resolutions would you propose for national leaders?
Thai national leaders should resolve to practice good governance throughout the new year. This consists of three elements. First, leaders must serve to satisfy the needs of Thai citizens, most specifically the majority of the people, aiming to promote fair distribution of contentment and peaceful happiness, and foster virtuous behavior among citizens, recognizing that ultimate sovereignty rests squarely in the hearts and minds of Thai citizens as a whole. Members of parliament must be especially diligent and representing the interests of their constituencies and in keeping elections fair. Second, leaders must perform their duties with exemplary high moral behavior or sila, with action, speech, and thought, deriving from pure intentions based on Brahmavihara, mentality of loving-kindness, compassion, sympathetic joy, and equanimity, acting with generosity, personal sacrifice, and merit-making or dana, including giving right advice and dhamma teaching. Ultimately, the highest dhamma is giving forgiveness. Leaders should follow the example of King Ashoka, who considered all his subjects as his children and sought the best for them. Leaders should enjoy their work, putting their energy, attention, and contemplation into it to achieve success. Thus, they will produce correct laws and behave properly in accordance with these laws. National leaders should also exhibit the seven noble virtues or sapurisatamma of knowing cause and effect, oneself, moderation, timing, the society, and the various types of individuals in society. Buddhist purity provides a framework for justice and transparency. Leaders must govern fairly, avoiding bias or akati, which includes chantakati, prejudice due to love or desire, dosakati, prejudice due to hatred or enmity, mohakati, prejudice due to delusion or stupidity, payakati, prejudice due to fear. Third, leaders must implement effective and efficient administration to foster the prosperity and development of the nation as a whole in all three government functions, public administration through the cabinet and ministries, legislation through parliament, and administering justice through court. Effective administrative system should be based on Buddhist wisdom or panya and purity, parisuddhi, and include the four elements necessary for contentment, diligence, maintenance, association with good and faithful spiritual friends, and generous but affordable expenditures. In conclusion, if citizens and national leaders adopt and follow such New Year's resolution, our country will experience unprecedented prosperity and development throughout the new year, with the needs of the majority satisfied.
Wow, that's saying a lot. Thank you very, very much, Dr. Pratraj Yanwisa. Now please lead us in a few moments of meditation.
Let us begin by requesting the five precepts.
Mayang pante wising wisung rakanataya de saranena saha banja silani yajama tutiyambi mayang pante wisung wisung rakanataya de saranena saha banja silani yajama datiyambi mayang pante wisung wisung rakanataya de saranena saha banja silani yajama.
Namo tatsa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhatsa. Namo tatsa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhatsa. Namo tatsa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhatsa.
Namo tatsa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhatsa. Namo tatsa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhatsa. Namo tatsa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhatsa.
Buddhang saranang kacchami.
Buddhang saranang kacchami.
Dhammang saranang kacchami.
Dhammang saranang kacchami.
Sanghang saranang kacchami.
Sanghang saranang kacchami.
Tutiyampi buddhang saranang kacchami.
Tutiyampi buddhang saranang kacchami.
Tutiyampi dhammang saranang kacchami.
Tutiyampi dhammang saranang kacchami.
Tutiyampi sanghang saranang kacchami.
Tutiyampi sanghang saranang kacchami.
Tatiyampi buddhang saranang kacchami.
Tatiyampi buddhang saranang kacchami.
Tatiyampi dhammang saranang kacchami.
Tatiyampi dhammang saranang kacchami.
Tatiyampi sanghang saranang kacchami.
Tatiyampi dhammang saranang kacchami.
Tatiyampi sanghang saranang kacchami.
Tatiyampi sanghang saranang kacchami.
Panatipata veramani sikha padang samadhiyami.
Panatipata veramani sikha padang samadhiyami. I undertake the precept to refrain from destroying living creatures.
Atinatana veramani sikha padang samadhiyami.
Atinatana veramani sikha padang samadhiyami. I undertake the precept to refrain from taking that which is not given.
Kamesu micchacara veramani sikha padang samadhiyami.
Kamesu micchacara veramani sikha padang samadhiyami. I undertake the precept to refrain from unlawful sexual activity.
มุสาวาทาเวรมณีสิกขาปดังสมาธิยามิ
มุสาวาทาเวรมณีสิกขาปทังสมาธิยามิ I undertake the precept to refrain from incorrect speech.
สุราเมรยะมัชฌะปมาทัฏฐานาเวรมณีสิกขาปดังสมาธิยามิ
สุราเมรยามัชฌะปมาทัฏฐานาเวรมณีสิกขาปทังสมาธิยามิ I undertake the precept to refrain from intoxicating drinks and drugs which lead to carelessness.
อิมานิปัญจสิกขาปทานิสีเลนะสุขติงยันติ
สาธุ
สีเลนะโภคสัมปทา
สาธุ
สีเลนะนิพุติงยันติตัดสมาสีลังวิโสทะเย
สาธุ
Prostrate three times to the Buddha statue if available. NowWe begin meditation. We sit upright in a regular meditation posture, cross-legged, as seen in some Buddha images, with the right leg resting upon the left, the right hand rests on the left, palm turned upwards, with the right index finger just touching the left thumb. The body is straight, and the mind is fully alert. Take a deep breath.And relax the body until you feel comfortable. Close your eyelids lightly. Do not press them. We use two aids, a mantra, Samma Arahant, and an object of visualization, a bright, clear, luminous sphere called the Aloka Kasinya, or light object. Using these aids, we draw the mind inward to the center of the body.And the mind, components of vision, memory, thought, and awareness come together into oneness. Imagine a bright, clear, luminous sphere located at the center of the body, 2 inches or 5 centimeters above the navel. Raise your mind inside the sphere and repeat Samma Arahant, Samma Arahant, Samma Arahant continually and mindfully.Look for the pinpoint of the bright light at the center of the center. Focus your mind there. Stop still. When the mind stops peacefully, still at the center of the center expands itself and becomes a new sphere. Place your mind gently inside the new sphere. Look for the pinpoint of the bright light at the center of the center. Place your mind there.Stop still, eventually, a bright, clear sphere will arise. This is the Dhamma sphere. Do not be overjoyed. Keep your mind calm in equanimity. Hold the mind still and stop repeating Samma Arahant. Just concentrate at the center of the Dhamma sphere. This is your own nucleus, which gives rise to this body and this mind. You choose experience greatest happiness.You have ever known, not happiness based on an external object, but happiness arising from within, due to being fully pure from the 5 hindrances. Now, let us take a moment to apply our calm concentration to contemplating the body as it really is. Take one hair from the top of your head, bring it in to the center of the sphere.At the center of the body. Examine it as if under a microscope. See the root of the hair. See how dirty they are, all covered with grease. Can you smell it? This is the real nature of the hair that we fuss over and prize so much. From now on, let us contemplate to see that the hair is subject to change.For example, from black to gray, which means anicchang, and then it falls out, becomes impermanent, and causes suffering or dukkhang. Finally, it scatters and no longer belongs to you or anybody else, anatta. Practice contemplating this back and forth to create the right wisdom that all compound things such as hair on the head and hair on the body, finger and toenails, the teeth in the mouth, and skin are all impure, subject to change or anicca, impermanent to come, and ultimately become non-self or anatta. This is an efficient method to develop the right wisdom to see compound things as they really are. This right wisdom helps to reduce sensual desire and attachment. Continue meditating as before by stopping still at the center of the center of the Dhamma sphere. When the concentration is just right, sphere after sphere pops up by itself from the center, each one inside the previous one. The spheres of sila or moral behavior, samadhi or concentration, panya or wisdom, vimutti or transcendence, and vimutti jan tasana or insight appear one after the next. Enter each sphere successively and focus your mind still at the pinpoint of bright light or hollow spot at the center. When the mind stops still, a new sphere emerges. When you reach the inside sphere, you continue in the same way, stopping still at the center. Again, the center expands itself, but this time, instead of a new sphere, you see your own refined human body, sitting cross-legged in meditation position, facing the same direction as you are facing. Don't be startled. Just keep observing. It looks very much like yourself. It has your own face, but it is brighter, purer, and more radiant. It may even be crystal clear. Take your time to make the body and its pedestal bright and clear. When you feel comfortable with the refined human body, place your mind gently inside the refined human body. Expand to feel the whole body. Feel the body from the inside. Feel the arms, feel the legs, feel the head, feel the toes. Say to yourself, I am the refined human body. I have become the refined human body. I have the refined human mentality. When you feel comfortable inside the refined human body, place your mind gently inside the sphere at the center of the refined human body. Focus on the pinpoint of the bright light at the center of the center. The center expands itself, and you see your celestial body. For those who reach this state of mind, go on with the same procedure. As larger and larger, more and more radiant, bodies appear, become each more refined body, one by one, until you reach Dhammakaya. Dhammakaya looks like a transparent Buddha statue, very radiant, very pure. The Buddha statue, sitting cross-legged, is about 9 meters in height and width. Become Dhammakaya fully, right way. And now let us share all of the merits that we have made in this meditation and previously. Together with all of our loving kindness, with all beings everywhere throughout the universe, we share with our parents, our grandparents, our family, our teachers and our friends. We share with our king and our queen, and the whole royal family. May Lord Buddha bless all of us to lead a peacefully happy life, free from suffering, free from problems, and free from enmity. And may this meditation help to bring us closer to transcendence and Nirvana. And now we come slowly out of meditation and open the eyes.
Thank you very much, Dr. Pratrajan Visit. We reverently appreciate your excellent meditation instruction.
May Lord Buddha bless all of you. We would like to invite you all to join us for meditation at Wat Luang Phosphat any Sunday. Our bus leaves from Watsakit, the Golden Mount Temple, at 7 o'clock every Sunday morning. I lead morning chanting and meditation for all beginning at 9:30, and Prabhat conducts an afternoon meditation session in English from 12 to 2 p.m. Please come join us. For details, please see our English website at www.meditationpark.org and www.dhammacenter.org or our Thai website at dhammakaya.org.
Sunday Thamma Talk.